This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
On Monday's show, we learned about the New Farmers of America that was active from the 1930s to the 1960s in Kentucky and across the Southeast. Kentucky FFA advisor Matt Collins says there were at least three New Farmers of America chapters in Kentucky, one of which was in Hopkinsville.
A lot of the history of the organization has just been lost, frankly. But we know we had a big active chapter at Hopkinsville Attucks High School. And that was actually the last one in the state to close. We think it closed in 1965. And we actually had two national NFA officers from Hopkinsville Attucks.
Collins says there were at least two active chapters in central Kentucky.
And we also had an active program we know of at the Lincoln Institute in Shelby County. And then another one that was pretty active at the old Frederick Douglass High School in Fayette County.
He adds there were some outstanding members that represented Kentucky well at the national level.
We had four national NFA officers from Kentucky, and three of those, we think, as best we can find from the records, were national NFA presidents. So that's pretty cool in and of itself.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? You might just find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com, that's HiBid.com, and find what you're looking for today.